The internet has gotten so much attention that no one ever seems to mention the BBS anymore. Write letters and articles to your local papers about the BBS community and get them interested in giving it some media. Second, support your local BBCs by calling them and, if they are worthy, even donating to them. If the SysOps don't think anyone cares, then why should they continue to put the effort into providing the service? Third, encourage your local BBCs to hook up to the internet so they are accessible through the World Wide Web. Many SysOps are afraid to do this because they do not understand how to go about doing so. Internet access is a survival issue for local BBCs now. If the internet is like a superhighway, then we have to construct on and off ramps to the local BBCs to provide access for the majority of online users. People want a BBS which will also be an internet provider for them. Many SysOps are currently just holding their breath and covering their eyes, hoping that the internet will just go away and that once its novelty wears off, their users will return to their BBCs. I think this is a hollow pipe dream and that those SysOps are simply deluding themselves and will in the end discover their folly in not adapting to the changing needs of their users. It is true that some of the internet users have gotten burned out and have come back to the BBS community, but this is not something I see becoming a trend. In fact, if I were to speculate on BBS trends, here are my predictions for the 1998 to year 2000 period. 1. Traditional BBS use will continue to decline. 2. Traditional BBCs will continue to disappear. 3. More BBCs will connect themselves to the internet. 4. More parents and young children will enter the old BBS community looking for an alternative to the dangerous anti-family world of the internet. 5. More G-rated safe haven family-oriented BBCs will go online. 6. There will emerge a new kind of BBS which couples internet access and availability via the www with the security, moderation and organization of the traditional BBS. Beginning in early 1997, many SysOps of traditional BBCs began organizing into BBS promotion, awareness organizations to accomplish their goal of taking the BBS hobby into the next century. Many of these groups are still working towards this goal. Some of the better known SysOp user groups are Icon at http://icon.computing.com, the BBS promotion team at http://www.bbspromotion.org, and the BBS Awareness Project at http://www.carowinshaven.com/bsaware. Membership is free to all who promote BBS awareness. The main goal of these organizations is to promote BBSing as an alternative to internet surfing and to increase the public awareness regarding the local traditional BBS. So my challenge to you is this: do you want to see the local BBS evolve into a better thing and survive this turbulent period in cyber history? Or will you let the internet engulf it and obliterate it forever? It's up to you. You are the consumer, the buyer and the computer user. It is for you that these things have been created and because of you that they still exist. Consider carefully the choices you make in this matter. Do you want your children to grow up on the internet where there is no SysOp to watch over their shoulder when you can't? Without the local BBS, that's your only alternative and it's not one that I consider very good. It is my hope that you will hear and receive this message in the spirit it is intended. The BBS is dying and you are its last best hope. Save it. For more info, contact FireEscape at FireEscapesBBS. Dial up 3145880780 Telnet, bbs.fec.org Email, fire.escape@fec.org World Wide Web, http://www.fec.org To contact Icon, visit http://icon.computing.com/ To contact the BBS promotion team, visit http://www.bbspromotion.org To contact the BBS Awareness Project, Visit http://www.carowindshaven.com/bsaware/. You can also get a listing of BBSAs anywhere in the country from the directory at http://www.thedirectory.org.